Hey, well, most of the upper level activity is to the south this morning. Most of it's to the south. We have a shortwave trough in the western Tasman, but there are three others in the southern ocean, deep in the southern ocean. Now, the passage route has zonal flow. That means flow that's going more or less west to east. There's no ridges, there's no troughs, and it's what we would call undisturbed westerlies, as opposed to the silly question of the other day, which was disturbed westerlies. So here we have undisturbed westerlies. Well, the synoptic chart, I'll tell you, has so many depressions south of New Zealand, I don't think I could count them all. Just looking briefly, I pick up nine of them already. If I really looked hard, I'd probably get more. And to make some sense of the New Zealand area, the complex low system, which we talked about, what a complex low system was, that has moved just a bit east with a very, very weak ridge that's just west of the country. It's narrow and it's weak. Now in the Tasman itself, we've got a series of fronts. Some of these fronts have, if you're looking at a synoptic chart, you'll see that there are no closed isobars on the polar end. And you might be scratching your head on that. Well, that's also common in the Southwest Pacific. So there you go. You get virtually everything here, everything you can possibly ask for. Now, south of New Zealand, that's where the nasty southern oceans reside, of course. So we won't bother to talk about them because they really aren't directly going to affect the passage route or people that are about ready to go. Now, over the cruising route or the passage route itself, there is a quasi-stationary front. Now, that's running from Townsville to 28 and the Dateline, so you can see the orientation of that. I don't think we have anybody between New Zealand and that, at least not on the radio. Well, tomorrow, that next low is going to arrive over New Zealand, and it's going to extend a warm and a cold front northwards, and they'll extend up to 30 south. Now, the next front in the mid-Tasman is heading east, of course, so we've got a lot of little fronts that are heading our way. So the summary, I guess, for New Zealand is for basically strong wind advisories for virtually all areas here. You heard the wind that we had yesterday. We made a big jump to look at our anemometer and picked up that 44 knots, but it was probably higher than that. Anyway, that's the main reason for these high winds of these series of troughs. And they're going to be passing through Northland basically today, right through Thursday. And they are mostly embedded in what I would call unsettled westerly flow. So there we go, unsettled. So that was another silly question of another day. So we've got all kinds of westerlies here. Now, of course, the reason that they're unsettled is because of the embedded troughs. Now, Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, that's going to bring northerly winds about 25 knots. They're going to shift toward the west a little bit later. Expect rain out of this, of course. And Wednesday, we'll have westerlies, oh, I would say probably 15 knots rising to 20 knots, but now out of the northwest. And Thursday, and I guess pay attention to this because this was the day we were talking about leaving, northwest 25 shifting westerly 20. Now, this little frontal band is going to bring rain as well. Now, a number of people have asked about leaving today. Now, if you're going to New Caledonia, I really don't think that would be a very good idea. So looking at, in general, departures from New Zealand itself, late Wednesday and into Thursday brings a cold front. And I told you about those winds. So again, that'll be preceded by northwest winds, which is absolutely unacceptable for going to Newquay. But the front clears later on Thursday. So that will leave southwest to west southwest winds, probably 20 to 25 knots. So at this point, New Zealand is going to be on the eastern edge of a very broad high that's going to be centered over Australia. It'll have a central pressure of 1028. Now, this possibly is the time that you'll be able to go, in my opinion, which would be late on Thursday. This is after the front has passed. Now, we don't know precisely when that will happen, but you certainly don't want to go during the front. So if you were primed and ready, when it did pass and you got your wind shift, you may consider that. Now, by Saturday, this high center actually stays pretty firm over southeastern Australia. And we've got a fairly thin ridge that's going to extend east. And it goes, it goes all the way out to 175 west, the other side of the dateline there. So that means winds from New Zealand to 30 south are going to be westerlies. And at 25 south, they are going to be southeasterlies. So by Monday now, that's what, the 1st of August, the Australian high center still hasn't moved, but we have a new high center that pops up right in the mid-Tasman. And you've heard this before, this is called budding. And so this forms within an extended ridge. So you have a more or less an anchored ridge somewhere, which we do over southeastern Australia. We have a very narrow ridge that extends east, and it's very common to have, bang, suddenly a new high center pops up on that ridge, and that is what I think is going to happen. Now, also on Monday, the 1st of August, the models are projecting the SPCZ, the big conversion zone that's been there now for a couple of weeks, that looks like it's going to drop south and lie directly over Fiji and Tonga. However, winds from Minerva to Fiji and Tonga look to be south-southeast in the 15-knot range, and winds near Anisham and Newquay are southeasterly, so that's a very good direction. And they also are going to be in the 15-knot range. Now, when I mentioned the winds near Fiji and Tonga, that's south of Fiji and Tonga. Now, if that convergence zone does drop over the groups, then the wind is going to be much stronger than that. And that's going to also bring quite a few very, very squally conditions, a lot of squally conditions. It's not going to be pleasant there. So, basically, leaving Thursday, well, I guess you could call it a gamble. Again, this would be after the front, not before and not during. So the winds then to New Caledonia, where I think the bulk of you are going, they look quite reasonable. Now, you may need the engine between 30 and 25 south, but after that, I think southeast winds are going to prevail for the rest of the trip. Now, those of you that are going to Fiji, again, you may have that surprise 1 August if that convergence zone does in fact settle over the group. So therefore, I think if it were Chameleon, that's us, we would consider a stop at Minerva and possibly hang out there until that convergence zone works itself out. So that's quite a ways away, and needless to say, things can change. Ordinarily, they do change. So we'll keep you informed, but anyhow, those that had planned the Thursday departure for Newquay, I still think that's feasible. I do not think today is feasible at all, and the next day, not so either. So Thursday it is, unless something radical changes, between now and then, but we'll be talking about that tomorrow, so we'll see what's going on then. Okay, looking now at the islands, that convergence zone that we're talking about, or trough, the Fiji people like to call it a trough, that still resides to the north, and it's running from the Solomons, as usual. Now it's running through Tuvalu, and it goes on to the northern Cooks. It fortunately has lifted north of Samoa. So Samoa is in halfway a good position there, I guess you could say. Now, satellite imagery also shows decent conditions over Tonga, also over Fiji and Vanuatu. Nucal has pretty heavy cloud coverage to the north, but the southern lagoon and the Ile de Pan, not too bad at all. Now for Tonga, where I think we can expect light to moderate east to southeast winds, those winds should dominate. We'll see mostly fine conditions, I would say, but as usual, there'll be cloudy periods, isolated light showers, and of course that's typical to be in the afternoon. Temperatures are forecast to be a little bit warmer now. We've had a week of fairly cool temperatures at night. I think that's going to be going away. I think it'll be back to normal, which is relatively warm conditions coming up. Now, conditions this morning at Tonga Tapu, well, they were calm, scattered at 1700, barometer 1017, very high humidity. I would expect you've got wet decks this morning. Up highs, wind easterly, 7 knots, scattered at 1700, barometer 1016, high humidity there as well. And it was calm at Babao, low cloud, 800 feet, broken at 1800, and the barometer was also 1016. Now, Fiji shows scattered cloud on satellite imagery, so we'll forecast the usual cloudy periods with quite a few fine breaks and isolated showers, particularly as the day wears on, and we've already had reports of a few showers as well. Radar this morning, the radar loop showed them as well, and they're scattered virtually everywhere around the group, no area in particular. Now, I don't know if we have any yachts in Rotuma. Now, Rotuma is part of Fiji, and that lies to the northwest. However, there are strong wind warnings there, and that's due to the trough that we talked about earlier. Now, it lies just to the north of Rotuma, and it is expected to drift south. Now, the reason I mention it at all is simply because we will keep track of it, because it very well could continue on. Now, we talked about the 1st of August, which is coming up very shortly, but whether or not it actually heads south quicker than that, we're not sure. So we'll keep track of it and let you know. All right, conditions-wise, Andy reports southeast winds at 5 knots, broken at 3,000, and another layer up there at 5,000. And barometer 1018. Suva, they report calm conditions, scattered at 2,000, barometer 1015. Now, the wind forecast for Tabiuni to Koro Island, I see southeast winds getting up to 20 knots, so they're all in a pretty good direction. Vanua Balabu, the same thing. The southern Lau, east to east southeast, at 15 to 20, the same for Kandavu and the same for Yasawas. So the boats that are heading up to Sabu Sabu should have the winds in a pretty good direction. Now by dinner time today, in this entire area that I just mentioned, I think we're going to see a solid 20 knots. So we'll see if that happens, but that's what I think. Now tomorrow, virtually all of the areas are looking like southeast 20, except for the Asawas. To the north, 20 to 25 knots east-southeast, but the southern Asawas, only about 10 knots east-southeast. So very, very light air. Muscat Cove, very light air. but not to the north. It's definitely blowing to the north. Now, for Vanuatu, expect, well, mostly fine conditions there, and, of course, cloudy periods. We'll have moderate winds, and the seas are looking like 1.5 meters out in the open water. So the wind forecast, the entire group is pretty much the same. We should see east-southeast winds about 15 to 20, and pretty much the same for tomorrow. Now, the northern group tomorrow, very, very close in to whichever island you happen to be visiting, I think it's going to be very, very calm. Calm conditions in close. Again, that's normal as well for Vanuatu. Nukau, winds in the southern lagoon are quite light. Expect east-southeast around 10, and the same for the Ile de Pan. Now, the weather does change on Tuesday. Very interesting on Tuesday. One of the models is calling for cyclonic wind flow near Noumea. And we see this every now and again, almost every cruising season, once or twice, I see this happen, where it's almost like a very small low forms. It doesn't last long, it just lasts a few hours. But it creates a bit of havoc when it's there, but then it goes away, and you go back to your prevailing winds. So that's in the Noumea area, and maybe slightly north of Noumea, out in the lagoon. Now, in the southern lagoon, east-northeast winds, I think, are going to prevail, and northeast for Ile de Pan. This is tomorrow. And Wednesday, we'll go out another day. There'll be a total shift everywhere. The winds will become easterlies, about 10 to 15 knots. Now, this morning at 6 a.m., Ile de Pan, east-northeast, 8 knots. So that's why 80 there on Orphis doesn't see any wind. The landmass is totally blocking it. But if you were to go out into the open water, then you'd start to pick up the breeze a bit. Amity Light, easterlies at 13 knots. And what was the time of that? I think that was at 6 a.m. this morning. So, that is my report. I'll give it back to Trish. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. And then we're going to talk about the silly question, which has to do with complex depressions. Here's Trish.
Well, first of all, are there any weather questions from today?